This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And of course, I know you've already seen, Lee, that Donald Trump just announced on Fox News they have the Charlie Kirk murder suspect in custody.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, second broke they got it up on the car. I assumed you had, because I know you're on top of it.
Well, I was monitoring a different channel, but I see that coming up now, yeah.
Yeah, they've got him. They got the guy.
Good.
So Trump has not named him yet. I don't know if he's going to. I'm sitting there with the interview. Unfortunately, my equipment does not work. I wish I could jip it. Yeah. My equipment does not work for that purpose. I tried to fix it yesterday. Normally we can, but not in here. It doesn't work. This is a historic moment. Donald Trump does have the Kirk suspect in custody. So whatever they were doing yesterday, it worked. They apparently have got him. So that's good news. Just good news to know he's not out there. He's not going to hurt anybody else.
Right.
While we're trying to get him. So. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to let me try something. I really want you to be able to hear this, and maybe there's a way we can make it work. Let's see. You talk. Do you mind?
Okay. The president right now is on Fox and Friends Live. He's actually in the studio and talking about some of the reactions. He's also right now just talking about that Matthew Dowd that got fired for his ridiculous and irresponsible comments that he were making. He was making there. So, and of course, you know, we've had one teacher that's been fired. You've had somebody from the Carolina Panthers that was also fired for making some, very tasteless commentary on social media. Once again, Fox News is reporting that President Trump now is saying that they have the Kirk shooting suspect in custody.
Yeah.
But they have not yet named him yet. I'm trying to get some more information on this right now as you're efforting to get the audio on.
Let's see. So, unfortunately, we have this massive reverb a lot of time. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get this on.
Again, that's an important
point. Not going to work.
Let me try.
Okay, you try.
For you, it's almost like a family member.
You know, Don said to me, he's sort of like a son to you. Charlie got involved like 11 years ago, I think. He started, you know, he's a brilliant guy, but he didn't go to college. He actually started in college. He was so bored that he left. He would have done very well in college if he wanted to, but he was brilliant. I always said, you know, can you get a degree? Because you're sort of used to having people like you went to college, right? Yeah. But he just didn't have the patience to do it. And he started this. Really during what would normally be college, maybe even sooner than that, but what would normally be college, and it's become a movement. And, you know, I won youth. A Republican never wins youth, yep. But I won youth. I will tell you, TikTok helped me, but he helped me with TikTok. Mm-hmm. But he helped me with youth. I've never seen a person who's, in this case, older than the people we're talking about, you know, in many cases. I've never seen young people or any group go to one person like they did to Charlie. Mm-hmm. He'd go out to Arizona, to any school, to Utah, where he, you know, where he was, but any school, also East Coast, anybody. And he would have bigger rallies than any radical left speaker. And it was killing them because he'd have 5,000 people show up, 10,000 people show up. They'd go and they'd have 50 people, but they talk big league, right? Now, he was an unbelievable talent, but he was more, it wasn't really so much a talent. He just really believed it. He just believed it. He loved young people. He wanted to help young people. And he didn't deserve this. He was truly a good person.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's important for people to see how he died? I think it's to see horrific.
I didn't watch. I didn't want to watch. I heard about it.
You don't want to watch.
I would have never made a good doctor. Let me put it that way. Yeah. No, I mean, I heard enough. I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to watch. I didn't want to remember Charlie that way. But it's horrific is what I hear. Just horrific. I hear that nobody can. I know friends that were there. And they told me, they said, what we witnessed, the physical emotion of being there, you know, or watching it on television. He was somebody that, I always said he was very talented, but, you know, when you love something so much, it's almost not even talent.
Let me see, Lee, if you stop it, if I can play it
gotcha.
On this other computer, I want to get to the part where he just a moment ago announced, and Donald Trump went on Fox and Friends to do it, they've got the suspect in custody. Let's see if I can, forgive me if this doesn't work.
U.S. Marshal.
Oh, well, I tried.
Yes.
Anyway, someday we'll get this fixed. They have the Charlie Kirk suspect in custody. Let me see if I can pull the transcript and see what he said at the time. Let's see. I think with high degree of certainty, we have him in custody. Everyone did a great job. Worked with local police, governor. Everybody did a great job getting somebody. You start off with absolutely nothing. We started off with a clip that made him look like something. I can't read that part. Just saw something up there. So much work has been done. It's amazing when you start with that. And all of a sudden, you get lucky. He says, but they do. They have a guy in custody. So we're going to find out who he is.
Okay, I'm just checking the Associated Press. They don't have anything on it.
Okay, yeah. No, they're probably just scrambling right now to get it because he literally just said it. I wish I could have played it for you. It was a historic moment. But, oh, well, get the equipment fixed for the next historic moment.
Okay, I 5 minutes ago, the AP just posted. They said Trump says it with high degree of certainty that they have a suspect.
Yeah.
So they're trying to go through their website and get some information there. So. That is indeed good news. Now the process can start and we can find out. And I still go back to the comment that Trump made about getting to the people who funded it, that comment that he made earlier. And if that indeed is true, if are people or organizations or another country that were behind this, that will be quite interesting. So.
Absolutely. Look, and we all know what it's going to be. It's going to be another leftist. I mean, we had a copycat last night. We had Colorado school shooting kid. The mainstream media is reporting it as he had been radicalized online by an extremist group. If it was a conservative group, then they would have said that. That means it's a liberal group. But then it turns out his dad is a hardcore Trump hater. So you know where this is going. Kid picks up a gun. And the problem that we have here is that on the left, I mean, you are lionized, you are celebrated, and you watch this. When we find out who this is, if it is a radical leftist, and I'm almost certain it will be, somebody who bought into their talking points, that person is set for super stardom. We're going to watch that next. These same people, and you've seen them on X. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, I mean, just an unbelievable amount. And I'm talking, it's like every third post, people reveling with joy in Charlie Kirk's murder. You're going to see this individual elevated to a godlike status, higher even than Luigi Mangione, who they love and lionize on CNN, who they name, as Charlie Kirk ironically pointed out, legislation after to honor him in California for his slaying of a CEO who did nothing. You don't like your health care? Take it up with the Democrats. Not a single Republican voted for Obamacare. The reason everything costs so much, you've got no selection. Democrats did that. You don't like it? Work to elect a Republican. But they don't know that.
Yeah.
And what I'm afraid of, Lee, is when it comes out who this person is, if that person is a leftist in good standing, and if they are, the media will try to downplay it, you're going to see rock star status. It's going to be Che Guevara. And that's a problem. Because
we'll
you're going
to
see copycat after copycat. Oh, gun control is the least
of it. Yeah, the gun. Well, it'll be more gun control talk. That's what it'll be.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's not the person who pulled the trigger.
No, no. We tried to kill you, so you innocent people need to give up your gun so that we can kill you next time you come to a public event. Right. Our lunatics who we wink, wink, nod, nod, lionize, or at least don't condemn. So I'm hoping that it's going to be bad if it's one of them. And it's going to be one of them. And like I said, they'll do it in a two-step process. They'll try to bury that it's one of them. And then when they can't hide it anymore, they'll try to move on. There'll be tepid condemnations from Democrat leadership and then a whole wave of copycats. But if you're just tuning in, Donald Trump announcing they have the Charlie Kirk shooter in custody, then they have a pretty high degree of confidence it's the right guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Breaking news. They got them. We don't have a name yet, at least not as far as I could. I'm scouring the internet. Live breaking news. Donald Trump just went on Fox News to announce that they have the Charlie Kirk murder suspect in custody. He believes. He says they are fairly certain that they have the right person. They say that someone, Trump told Fox that someone very close to the suspect turned him in. Good. He says that he did not watch the video of the Charlie Kirk killing. Says he heard the video was horrific. It was. Said Charlie Kirk was like a son to him. He was a brilliant guy who helped me with TikTok, Trump said, adding that Republicans never win young voters. Normally, I've seen young people go to one I've never seen young people go to one person like they did to Charlie. Trump says he hopes that the Kirk killer gets the death penalty. And said Kirk was the finest person and he didn't deserve this. Trump says he was told the suspect was in custody just 5 minutes before he went on the Fox and Friends interview, and that was about 8:10. And he said the authorities did a great job. Everybody worked together. It all worked out. And he says they started with absolutely nothing. He said we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant. Okay. A clip that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there, and he said they were able to work from that to catching him. Yeah, modern technology is truly unbelievable. That someone close to the suspect chose to turn him in. There were some details of it, but they're not included here. So they've got him. They've got the Charlie Kirk suspect. Love to get your reaction to that. Texture rates. Fox News, yeah, says they got him. Tara, let's see. Tara, be sure the FBI doesn't kill him and cremate him in 48 hours. Okay. I don't think that's going to happen under Kash Patel. Texter writes, boomers and sheep will believe anything they're told if they don't have to think too deeply for themselves. Maybe his name will be Oswald. Yeah, I don't know. The second his name comes out, the internet will find him. So there's that. But this is yet another historic day this week, as we learn live from President Trump on Fox and Friends this morning. He's still sitting on the couch talking to them. They have the Charlie Kirk suspect in custody. So huge news this morning. Meanwhile, Democrats begging for folks to stop talking about this. Just stop talking about it and stop talking about Democrat violence. That's the only way forward. Don't point fingers of blame, they say. It's like they know it's coming. They know. This guy's going to be woke. Just like the last shooter last week and the shooter the month before and the shooter the month before that and the shooter the month before that and the shooter the month before that and the shooter the month before that. I mean, folks... Just to bring this up, just to show you where we're going here. If it is true that those bullets, and it looks like it is because a lot of the media confirmed it, had Antifa and woke slogans on them. I mean, headline, New York Post, worse than Antifa, inside the new breed of ultra-extremist groups dedicated to chaos, violence, and murder. And it's a group of, people have already forgotten this. Alvarez, Texas. And folks, this was only in July. FBI wanted Antifa gunman Benjamin Song train 9 members of a transgender woke commune. And together, they went outside of the ICE facility, shot off bullets so people would come running outside and in a bid to get them out so they could shoot them. Wanted to kill ICE agents. Failed. Thank God they weren't good shots. They actually did put bullets into a police officer who was... working security. That guy survived, thank God. Murderous transgender cult. That was July. So this is every month now. Last week's killing was in Minnesota, and that was a transgender man picks up a gun, goes to a Catholic school. You know that story. The ambush of the ICE facility by the Antifa lunatics, left-wingers all, July 4th, 2025. Additionally, another attempted murder of an ICE agent. That one was in June. So, I mean, this is, it's monthly now. And we're beginning to go to weekly. As the Democrats pretend, none of this is going on. It's not happening. And what we should all just really do if we want peace is shut up. until Democrats stoke violence again. Here's Democrat congressional leaders Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer this morning.
Well, look, the bottom line is this is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened. Violence, which affects so many different people of so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America. And coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership that brings the American people together as opposed to trying to further divide us. Political violence in any form against any American is unacceptable, should be denounced by everyone, and moving forward, we have to figure out a better way to come together, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans.
Yeah, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you've got Al Green out there saying it's actually Republican speech that's causing this.
And if you want to talk about language that precipitates this kind of behavior, language that may in some way influence people, you're going to have to start at the top. You're going to have to start with a president of the United States who told police officers, you don't have to be nice when you're arresting people. President of the United States, president of the United States who says ugly things about people, president of the United States who came right here and right at that podium where the speaker is and called Democrats lunatics.
Yeah, it's at the top, definitely. It's yeah, just at the top. It's just Trump. Ain't nobody else. Nothing they've said. Except this, compiled by our former talk show host in the afternoon, Eric Erickson. Now, folks, ask yourself, is this worse than calling Democrats lunatics?
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Führer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
To rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
Wants to take away your vote. Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Shows you up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
He's reelected. He will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department.
Certainly better than calling somebody a lunatic, although, to be fair to Trump, those people do sound like lunatics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, President Trump saying they've got the Charlie Kirk killer in custody. Telling a story on the Kirk killer. Basically, apparently, he's saying a minister was involved with this. This is what they're telling him. I guess the kid was recognized. Minister talked the father into... Yeah, and I still can't get the audio up. I am so sorry. Minister talked the father into... bringing him in, and this morning they drove together to the police station, peacefully turned himself in. So I guess the video worked. I'm going to give you a chance to react this morning. Normally we will open the show up. Okay, wait, we do. Okay. Actually, Bobby Mack, we got him. All right. It looks like we got him. Bobby Mack, you remember Bobby Mack from the afternoon? Calling in to react to this. He had some thoughts on it yesterday. We were talking. You there, Bob?
Bobby Mack, who's that? I never heard of him.
Oh, come on, Bob. You were a legend in the afternoon. We all miss you. How you doing in retirement?
I'm doing terrific, thank you. It's great to be able to speak with you, and I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, but certainly good news this morning that the Phibbies apparently have done their job. I suspect they actually knew who this guy was last night when they did the press conference, but didn't want to say so.
You think, because we're hearing this morning, I don't know if you could just hear what I was saying. Trump is saying that there is a minister involved. I guess the guy got recognized somehow, and a minister, I don't know if it was by the minister or someone else, but the minister convinced the father To convince the son to go in peacefully, and he went in and turned himself in. That's the story that Trump is telling this morning on Fox.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You can't go out of your house. In fact, you can't even be in your house if you have a smart TV that may be watching you. But it's impossible to go outside of your house without being spotted by all kinds of surveillance cameras, whether it's, you know, somebody with a doorstep camera to make sure they have home security, or other kinds of security that are just everywhere these days. In fact, the recognition technology that's computerized and assisted now by AI is so scary good. They not only have facial recognition, they also have something called gait recognition, where the computer can remember your walk and can identify you in a crowd by your walk.
And this kid, at least in one of the photos, had something of a limp. We don't know that if it's because he said video, actually. We don't know if it was because he had the gun on him and that's why he was sort of limping through the neighborhood, or if he actually has a limp. But yeah, no, that's my theory, is that you cannot get away with murder anymore in America, because in order to leave the scene, you've got to pass a Ring camera, and good luck doing that. Every home has one now.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And I wonder, because we've seen the video of him dropping from the top of the building onto the grass. I wonder if he didn't pull a John Wilkes Booth, who, you remember, after he assassinated Lincoln, jumped off the presidential platform onto the stage at Ford's Theater and broke his ankle.
Yeah, that was quite a fall, wasn't it? I saw that. I went, wow, he took a risk there.
Yeah, well, the saying, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme.
Well, Bobby Mack, I know you always have a lot of thoughts. And look, you were on our air for many years. You watched the wind up to this, the wink, wink, nod, nod, or non-condemnation of Democrat leadership again and again toward Democrat-based violence. The wind up for this. What do you make of where we are, and where do you think we're going next?
Well, certainly it is good news if they do, in fact, have the correct suspect in custody. And I imagine from what you're saying and what we're hearing reported, they do. But, you know, we continue to get the same kind of self-serving platitudes from Democrats like Bernie Sanders and AOC. Oh, we can't have this kind of violence. Same thing they did after the attack on Trump in Pennsylvania and all of the others. And then within 2 weeks, they go right back to inflammatory rhetoric, calling him Hitler and saying anyone who voted for him was a fascist and a racist. So until they change their tone, and until they get over their Trump derangement syndrome, sadly, I suspect that a week or two from now, they'll be right back at the same stand, selling gun control and blaming guns as the problem, and giving the same kind of, as I said, self-serving platitudes.
What's incredible to me, while you're on that, Bob, is just this, what it has devolved into now is, hey, we're shooting you almost weekly, left-wing shooters, or they're trying to break into Governor Shapiro's, you know, governor's mansion in Pennsylvania because he's a Jew. They don't like Jews now, they've decided. This is a strange development for the Democrats, but that's where they are. Almost every week there's an attack either on an ICE officer by Antifa, Catholic school children while they're praying, Charlie Kirk. And their argument is literally, since we keep trying to kill you more often with guns, you should give up your guns.
Yeah, to make it even easier for us to kill you.
Right.
I mean, you know, the absurdity. Well, and it goes back to what Charlie Kirk preached, you know, because he genuinely wanted to use free speech in places where the left tries to shut it down the most, on the campuses of colleges and universities all over America. He was trying to open young people's eyes to conservatism and, Christianity and American values. You know, and it's heartbreaking that his beautiful wife is now a widow and his two small children will be deprived of a father to tuck them in and kiss them goodnight. I mean, it breaks your heart.
It absolutely does. What I hope, this is what scares me, Bob, that we watched Luigi Mangione become a virtual folk hero to the left.
Right.
I mean, they're naming legislation after him in his honor in
right.
California, right? I mean, I'm afraid this guy becomes bigger than Luigi. becomes a rock star on the left.
Yeah, they're talking about building a statue of Charlie Kirk either on a campus in Utah or somewhere in Washington. The left wants to build a statue to this crazed gunman and probably place it at the scene of the shooting in New York.
Bob, you know what? Don't be surprised. Nothing they do. I'm just really afraid this guy is going to take off and be a hero, and that the Democrat leadership won't stop it in the way that they haven't stopped. Ma'am Donnie, want to thank you so much for dropping by today, because we've just, as you know, you know the clock. Heck, I think you set the clock.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. All right.
Always a pleasure to speak with you, Tara. Again, I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, but at least we have a bright spot now that this guy, we believe, is captured.
Absolutely. Now on to figuring out who he is. Thank you, Bobby Mack, for joining us this morning. 98.9 WORD. We'll be right back. Okay, coming up, it is Friday. We're going to have a brief interview coming up in the next hour. But other than that, I'm going to be taking phone calls, Friday phone calls, as we do in the 9 o'clock hour on Fridays. So that starts at about 9:06. So give us a call. The text line number is the call-in line number as well. Makes it very easy. 800-905-0989. That's 800-905-0989. And start taking calls with Lee about 9:06. So you could sound off. They have caught the Charlie Kirk killer. Meantime, one of my favorite rap artists, which is to say I think I like about two of them, so a lot of favorite rap artists, but one of my favorite is Tom McDonald. And he just came out with a song you can buy and download called Charlie. You got to hear it. It's about Charlie Kirk. Take a listen and enjoy.
Shot down and he was barely 31. Another woke coward took a life with a gun. He left behind a wife and a daughter and a son. All he did was try to speak for all of us. And I'm so tired of the hatred and the narratives. The patriots ain't dangerous. Woke people are the terrorists. They shot and killed the father. Sent a message to Americans. They ain't gonna stop until they bury us. Dear Charlie, I don't know if you can see us now, but if heaven has a window, I sure hope you're looking down. Cause we ain't going quiet. We gon' scream your name loud. And you're gone, but I swear to God that we gon' make you proud. We ain't backing off or giving up. I'll preach what you taught me. They may have killed a soldier, but that man had an army. This is far more deep than some political parties. And you can't kill freedom, so this one is for Charlie.
This ain't the America that all our parents love, but good man tried to keep making it great. Pray that God will take care of us, the system is failing us, but good men die for the things that they say. And I can't just be quiet, so I gotta be brave, cause this is America, lately it's scaring us, but one good man can change it all in a day.
Killed in cold blood for having a discussion, and liberals are celebrating murder like it's justice. You didn't kill a villain or the evil that it comes with. You killed a father and a husband. And I'm so tired of the left and all the wokery. We can't get along if you just kill us when we don't agree. Sniper rifle fire from a liberal that no one sees. Scared I might be next to die when I'm just buying groceries. Charlie, we'll make sure your children know that defending all our freedom is why you aren't coming home. I hope heaven has a window you can watch your children grow and hear your message echo from below. And we ain't backing off or giving up. I'll preach what you taught me. They may have killed a soldier, but that man had an army. This is far more deep than some political parties. And you can't kill freedom, so this one is for Charlie.
This ain't the America that all our parents love, but good man tried to keep making it great. Pray that God will take care of us, the system is failing us, but good men die for the things that they say. And I can't just be quiet, so I gotta be brave, cause this is America, lately it's scaring us, but one good man can change it all in a day.
Love that. One good man can change it all in a day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.